Blog Talk Radio. What did I do wrong? What did I do? I just want someone to love me because I love you. Whatever I did wrong, maybe I could change. No one knows how hard it is. How hard it is to be a dog on a
everyone, and welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carried for Animals, 247 shows and counting. And it's all up to all of us to get the positive changes made. And this radio platform, with all the amazing guests that's been on, the audience, the callers, the ones that helped me promote this show, can't thank you all enough for all your participation. I want to go over a couple things here, and we'll get the show started. That song Donna Hughes for at the beginning of the podcast is The Dog on a 10-Foot Chain, and she does have a video on YouTube on that song, and I want to give her a huge thank you for letting me use that song. And Harry Humera, I Am, he had some songs that let me play. And we're in the 2020 now, everyone, so we want to make it a better and stronger and healthier year for the animals and to keep going and to make their lives, you know, comfortable and in peace and love and happiness, because they feel pain just like we do. They want to live in comfort like we do. You know, they could do the same things we could do. They eat, they breathe, they see, they hear, they walk, sleep, everything, but just a different language. And it's amazing how we can communicate with them because they're so awesome. We know we have our furry loved ones at home, but there's furry ones out there, four-legged friends that need our help and our attention and any way they possibly can. So whatever you do, every effort counts. And, you know, if you even go to a shelter, you adopt your new best friend or several of them, or talk somebody in, you know, your family members or your neighbors, coworkers, into Adopt, Don't Shop. Help save these lives in these rescues that so many millions are being put down a year, and they're healthy, adoptable animals. So please spay and neuter your pets. You know, we have to get this huge problem under control because it you know, rolls over every year, and these animals need our help. This show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette, and that's Marty Oakley's website. I want to give her a big thank you and the PPJ for allowing me to promote this show every Thursday. And if you visit it, you can share at the bottom of the article, www.ppjg.me. And then also on the right-hand side column, you can also follow the PPJ Gazette. It has a lot of articles on humans and environment and animals and very important topics here. So just press follow, and every time there's a new article or podcast, it will be delivered to your primary email. And also on Blog Talk Radio, you can also follow my show from there, www.blogtalkradio.com/voices carry for animals. Press the follow button under my logo, and every time there's a new podcast, it will be notify you in your primary email. And you can share from the left side of the screen. All these shows are recorded live and archived on Blog Talk Radio. So if you ever miss any, you can always go back and listen, because there's a lot of good information on there to, you know, record and to how you can help out in any way you possibly can. I'm going to be taking calls later in the show. And it's the same phone number every week, every Thursday, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, 4 o'clock Pacific. Listen in worldwide, everyone. Unlimited listeners. But this number, you can, if anyone wants to call later in the show, is area code 310-982-4270. And I'll repeat that. That's area code 310-982-4270. Press 1 to speak, and I'll let you in if you have any comments or questions for the guest. So just try to refrain from any noises in the background, you know, conversations, TVs, radios, and you're more than welcome to come on board. This show is very informative. You know, we're not experts here, but I have a lot of guests that are. And so please, you know, listen, get your open your ears and your eyes and your mouth, and continue to do what you can for these animals, because the more effort we put into it and the more, you know, action takers out there, the faster positive changes will be made. You know, everyone should out there should, you know, give animals a chance, because the bond between humans and animals is amazing if you allow it to happen. They have a big heart and they're awesome. So let's get started on this show. And I'm going to be bringing my guest on. It's his first time. I want to welcome him aboard, Chris Rotonda, and he's the founder of Jordan's Way. And he will be explaining how he got started and how all his, I mean, he's so inspiring what he does for the animals. And I want to, you know, keep going on, Chris, because you're doing a great job. But I want to bring you on board. Welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Chris. How are you this evening? So glad to have you.
Very good. Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. I mean, it's a pleasure and an honor to have you on here. But you want to go ahead and tell the audience how you got started with Jordan's Way, and then we'll be discussing what you're up to, you know, raising more money for the animals, animal shelters. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I started Jordan's Way back in the end of 2018 after Jordan, my dog Jordan passed away of cancer. She was a shelter dog I got when she was about 3 years old, about 11 years ago. And she was in the shelter for 3 years. And I always said, you know, she came from a shelter that really wasn't the cleanest place I've ever seen. And I always said when she passed away, I was going to do something to kind of bring more awareness to that. Because I, you know, I'm a little blunt in my speaking, but I always say, you know, they look the way they look because it's our fault. We let that happen. You know, we have hotels that have rooms that have $20,000 a night, but we have animal shelters that look like crap. But I've always said that, you know, we have to wake up. There's 85 million pet owners in this world, in this country, and there's only 15,000 animal shelters. You know, we outnumber them by 6,000. So you know, we're letting this happen, and until people start to realize that, you know, things like the Humane Society of the United States, they don't fund the local humane societies. Like ASPCA doesn't fund local SPCAs. You know, people have these misconceptions, and I'm trying to bring awareness to every shelter that I touch. I've influenced in the first year over 500 adoptions in Florida, just by little awareness campaigns that I've done, whether it's sleeping in an animal shelter for 3 nights or doing some kind of big food drive for a shelter or hosting events and stuff like that. But I started Jordan's Way just to open people's eyes and to kind of rebrand and reface how animal shelters look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can you hear me? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. That's awesome what you're doing. And you stayed, I know there was a video out, and it's on your group page where you stayed in a shelter for 3 nights, and it's gotten over 8 million views on the Dodo, and that is awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, while I watched it and everything, and you're amazing. And thank you for everything that you're doing out there, because, wow. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I teamed up with the Dodo. Awesome. I teamed up with Chewy.com and Purina. Recently, every year I do a Christmas run. Since we started, this would be our second Christmas run, where I go to 60 shelters in Florida, and we donate probably close to 50,000 pounds of food. We do like a 3-day drive of, like, it's literally almost 60. It's just about 60 shelters in Florida, but I always tell people, I know I do outlandish, like, big things, but I'm, like, just a little thing from a big community can do a lot. I'm just about ready. This Sunday, I'll be on about 4 or 5 TV stations here in Florida, because I'm going to be doing, instead of a 3-day stay, I'll be doing a 30-day stay at a shelter here in Florida, because their shelter, it's called Humane Society of Pasco County. They are, everything is outside, meaning all their dogs are kept outside 24/7, and this is Florida, and I've been pushing the community to come together to kind of raise the money to rebuild the shelter, because it's a really great shelter. It's actually a really great shelter ran by extremely selfless people. They're all volunteers. There's not one paid employee, and the entire shelter is run on donations. They get no government funding at all. So it's just one of those stories that I'm like, guys, community's got to come together, because we got to knock this place down and rebuild it.
Right, because they deserve the best. You know, it's tough enough to, you probably know yourself, staying in a shelter for 3 nights. Can you imagine month after month after month? And being an animal, you can't really move around like you want to, you know, in the freedom. I mean, they're in safety where they're at, but every one of them deserves a tender, loving, caring home. You know, every one of them. Yes. Because they, you know, I know one of the furry ones that are home, we want them to make them feel comfortable, you know, make sure they're fed, let out to the restroom and water and bathe and medical and everything. And a lot of the dogs and cats out there don't, you know, they get neglected, abused, everything. And it's so sad because they cannot fight and speak out for themselves. And what you're doing is a positive impact on their lives. So highly appreciated here, Chris, because you're doing is so meaningful. It's so heartfelt. But I noticed that, you know, on Jordan's Way, you want to give the audience the website and also your Facebook groups or whatever information you can give them to lead them that way. Go right ahead.
Yeah, our Facebook page is Jordan's Way. We also have a group called Jordan's Way on Facebook as well. You can join. Our website is jordanswaycharities.com. Again, that's jordanswaycharities.com. But you can find all that on our Facebook page. We also have Instagram under Jordan's Way Charities, and we have a Twitter under Jordan's Way Charities.
Well, this is great. And also, you know, everyone out there, however you can go out there and help these shelters out, whether it's volunteer, you know, post a big shout out to all the cross posters out there that's helping that save these animals' lives. You know, they only give them, like, what, 3 days a week to get them to safety, you know, to adopt them or rescue. And a lot of them lose their lives. You know, they're put down, and it's not fair to them. And there's still, Chris, I don't know, you probably know this, but there's still gas chambers out there in shelters. And that's sad.
Yep.
Utah's one of them. And that stuff in the end, they ended up for human use. You know, so why are they abandoned all over for the animals? They didn't commit no crimes. You know, they did not murders. I don't understand it. And I've had several shows on that. So it's something else. So there's a lot of issues to be worked on that we all got to come together. And everyone, the more action takers out there that do something, the faster changes will be made. And I've seen that happen so many times. You know, with just people joining together, being a team. And then, you know, calling them legislators, writing those emails, signing those petitions, you know, making those phone calls. That's so important. Even you can meet them in person. And it sounds like you are a busy man there, Chris, what you're doing. And wow. I mean, you're relentless, and you're not going to give up. I could tell that.
I won't give up. Sure.
Because real men, you know, love animals. Real women love animals and children. We got to start them out young. You know, I hope to see more, you know, children visiting the animal shelters. you know, on field trips and everything. Because I know that I've seen, you know, photos and news things where children are in there reading stories to the shelter animals. I think that's awesome. You know, getting to spend time with them, showing them dignity and respect.
Yep.
That's the one. But you're saying that you're going to do 30 days at a shelter. You're going to live in there, right?
And yep, I'm trying to do that.
And you're one to raise to reach a $500,000 goal. Now,
yes.
Where would the to give the audience information? Where would the donate? Is there a GoFundMe or is there a certain charity page? Go ahead.
Once we start this, which will be this Sunday, the Humane Society of Pasco County, which is the county that is the shelter that I'm trying to do this for, we'll have a GoFundMe on their own page and then on their Facebook page. That if you go to Humane Society of Pasco County's Facebook page, you'll see I'm live on there a lot because I do a lot of sleepovers there to bring more awareness to the dogs that are outside. And, you know, it's Florida. It's very hot out here and it gets real buggy at night. So I try to bring a lot of awareness to just the climate factor as well.
Oh, yeah. It is. Florida is hot, especially in the summertime. You know, I mean, it is just. It's too hot to handle, you know, that humidity and the sun. I mean, it's cool right now, but, you know, with these, you know, animals and shelters and everything, I hope they get more, you know, like you said, that one that needs a new shelter. And there's so much, you know, like you were saying, in the hotels and stuff, it could be $10,000-$20,000 a night that people are paying, you know, so there's a more meaningful, you know, just like shelters where we need to have more people participate, donate, volunteering, you know. Really, you get this killings of millions of animals, innocent, adoptable animals, put down a year. We got to get some kind of control because it's going on year after year after year. And it is getting showing progress. You know, I've seen, I don't know if you've seen, like, in your newspapers or on a commercial, you know, where you have a, you know, they're showing where you adopt animals, or they got on the news channels where they have their, you know, pet of the year or pet of the month. And that's progress right there, you know, trying to get them adopted, right, even through social media. Because there is a lot of pages where, hey, the last, you know, hours for these pets or last days. And it's not fair to them because they can't talk. They can't, speak out and say, hey, I need a home or I'm dying. You know, it's so sad. But you said there's going to be news channels there. That's great, too, with you. You said five or six of them getting attention.
Yeah. Yeah, we have our first interview tomorrow, actually, with Fox 13 in Tampa. So that should be exciting.
Oh, that
but
is
we'll
that's
have
good news.
Yeah, we'll
wow.
have ABC. I'm actually expected next month I'll be on the Kelly Clarkson show in Los Angeles.
Yes, you passed that information, and congratulations. The Kelly Clarkson show, everyone. That's where Chris is going to go next month, right, Chris? This is great.
Yes.
And best of luck to you. You know, I don't think it's going to stop here because once you get it out there, you know, going viral and hitting the news and, you know, especially social media, that's where it's like a landing strip where everybody comes together, you know, and shares. So press that share button, everyone, you know, because that means a lot. Because that like button is just doesn't serve no justice, right?
Right.
You can smile, you can say wow, ha ha, but when you want to see action taken, press that share button. Get it out there, please, because it hits your news feed, and then you know maybe the next two people don't want to share, but now the third, fourth, and fifth might. So, you know, just like on Twitter, retweet, you know, LinkedIn, Pinterest. Facebook is, you know, I heard it's got over 1.8 billion members. And if you notice, Chris, there's a lot of pages for the animals and groups, you know, for everything. And that's great, but once you press that share button or even make them phone calls, everyone, help these animals out. I hope one day, very soon, we see a no-kill Florida or no-kill United States. That's goals to make, and we can do it. If we work hard enough together, we can do it. Just take the time and you know, do what you need to do to help out and make it happen.
Yeah.
So, and then that's what it takes, action. Taking action is the key, because they always blame society, but we are society, you know. So it's up to us to help make them positive changes. Because if we don't do nothing, nothing changes. You know, you expect it. But when you see progress, and I do, you know, I stand up and speak out for all the animals in need from every angle. And when you see things happen, I know, you know, I can't take credit, but I am involved, and it makes me keep going. You know, so, yep. And you had mentioned to me before, kennels for dogs outside, so they can live outside, right? Because I know up north, when it gets cold, you know, and freezing, or down here in Florida, hurricanes and bad storms, you know, we want to bring them into safety. And if there's, you know, dog houses out there that are like, you know, miniature homes, and, you know, that would be good. But we have to, you know, not always have them chained up and, you know, locked outside. I don't know if you heard in Florida where the, you know, people was leaving their animals outside in the hurricanes, you know, their pets. That's not good. Or if it's, you know, I've had several shows where they leave them in the cars in hot weather, the children or the animals. So there's a lot of issues here, you know, that we can always do better. And you're out there making a positive impact every which way you're turning. You know, better buildings for shelter. It's what it is, shelter reform is what it is. You know, so in your experience, Chris, in that shelter for 3 days, can you tell the audience, you know, how you felt being in there and the friends you know, the furry friends you made, and how you felt, you know, living in there? How did you, what'd you think about the whole situation? Go right ahead.
I think the one thing that people don't realize too down here in Florida is it's hot. It's buggy.
Yes.
I mean, the one shelter I stayed at, you know, they're outside. So it's hot. It's buggy. You know, the constant rejection. You know, most shelters aren't open 7 days a week. They don't have the chances to be adopted every day. So there are some days where, like, you know, they don't see anything but themselves for, like, the whole day. Volunteers come in and do what they have to do. But then, you know, at night, usually between 4 or 5 o'clock at night, everyone goes home. So they're alone from 4 or 5 o'clock at night in their cage until 5, 6, 7, 8 in the morning, next morning. So, I mean, it's a very lonely, solitude life. I don't know much about the system, but from what I watch on TV, it looks like prisoners have better lives than they do. There's not much, you know, there's not much to it. It's just, you know, cage, the elements of outside, and, you know, so what I did at the first night, you know, it wasn't terrible. By the second night, you know, it's a little frustration sets in because of the heat, the bugs, you know, those kind of things, and you don't get to really move much in a cage. Then the third night, you kind of start to, you know, when you see dogs in a kennel, they usually, people are like, oh, they're barking at me, they're mean, they're this. I'm like, they're not mean, they're just pissed. Like, I know the feeling, like, you're in that cage for 2 or 3 days, and I'm just there 2 or 3 days. You know, you get a little antsy, you get a little irritated, you get a little, you know, stir crazy. So, you know, I started to realize that, like, people tend to judge the animal outside of the kennel sometimes, like, by looking into the kennel, and they'll be like, oh, they're barking at me, they're mean, or something like that. Trust me, they're not mean, they just want to go home. You know, like, this is, I wanted to go home how many times, even just sitting in there the first night. I was like, this is terrible. What did I sign up for? you know, it is what it is. It's the life inside the shelter, but, you know, it just doesn't have to, you know, we might always have shelters in this world, but we don't have to have them, the conditions the way that they are. Some like the chain link kennels. I mean, I've seen the worst animal shelters, but I've also seen the best animal resorts, if you want to call them, like boarding places. And I don't understand why animal shelters can't look like that. Like, they should be indoors. They should be nice. You know, everything should be nice. I mean, we have 80 plus million people that own a pet. Like, can you imagine if there was a tax that we had to all pay $1 every month, like, just to have an animal in your house? I mean, I don't think people would say no to that. And I think it would change the landscape of how animal shelters look and feel every day. You know, one of the things that people said after the Dodo video released, a lot of people messaged me and they were like, you've inspired me to volunteer. You know, you've inspired me to. And it's like, you know, I know people are scared of shelters because of just that connotation of shelter. But, you know, we got to get past that. But we have to show the people, you know, what they're getting past. Like, everyone thinks that the dogs are sick at shelters or the dogs, you know, the shelter's dirty. And it's like, you know, it is what we make it. But if we're all going to sit around and just talk about it, it's like, it's still going to stay the same.
Yeah. Because I know I've been to the shelters and walked the site, and you know, you feel for these animals because they're in their cages and they're running around in circles and barking and they're in, you know, they're not happy. And it's so, everyone out there, if you know someone that needs a pet or pets, it doesn't matter, cats, dog, help make this animal a better life, you know, than what it used to. Because some of them have been in there for a while, and to get them adopted. So just take the time, you know, press that share button, find out where these groups are that, you know, that the animals' lives are at risk, or have 3 days or 1 day left to live. You know, get the word out there. And visit your local animal shelter. See how you can help out and see at front lines how, you know, these animals are living. And you'll feel for them, you know, however you can, you know, make their lives better. Bring them home. Or, you know, I know that several people out there have lost, you know, pets to death. And you hear them say, oh, I can't have no more pets. That was enough. And I can't go through this again. But we all know that the dogs don't really get to live that long, you know. So that's what your furry lover would want you to do. You know, so what is it, 10? Some of them live 10 years, 15 years, 16. But it's not really that long. And so, help, you know, some of these senior dogs, they get taken back in because they're too old. No, keep them until they pass away. Because how would you like to, you know, be in their spot and your family says, okay, we're going to kick you to the curb and we don't want nothing to do with you anymore. So do something, everyone. You know, volunteer, you know, adopt, don't shop, spay and neuter your pets. You know, rescue, whatever you do, social media, you know, take that meaningful time and do what you can do to help these animals. We got to make, you know, in 2020, let's make it better. Let's come in stronger. Let's see some more changes. Let's see some good reports on these animals that, you know, the putting down these animals a year has went down, decreased. We'll never see zero, but we can at least see massively decrease. Right, Chris? I mean, that's the bottom line right there. And we got a caller, Chris, if you want to take this. Chris, Chris just got bumped off, but go ahead. Got a call on 719. I'm trying to get Chris back. I think he fell off air. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, Ray. How are you? Thanks for calling in.
I'm doing well. How you doing?
Hey, I am doing pretty good. You know, just having this show and help, trying to help these animals out as much as possible because they need us. You know, so.
Absolutely. You able to get Chris back online?
I'm trying to get him. I'm trying to get a hold of him because he got bumped off. So I'm going to try and get him. But go ahead and we'll talk while I get a hold of him.
Well, I've been reading up on the work that he's doing, and he's doing an amazing job. I had some questions. I was wondering if he does this in other states or if he's primarily focused in Florida right now.
Mm-hmm. I know he's very active in Florida and everything. And I think he's trying to help, you know, shelters outside of Florida too, which is great. Because all over the United States, we all need them, you know, so... That's what counts.
Yeah, amazing. You know, I read up on the Florida law, and if it's illegal for a pet owner to keep the dog outside when it's, you know, in extreme temperatures, how in the world are these shelters getting away with that? I mean,
I don't know.
You know, I thought that's where, you know, they were supposed to go to get help, not to be put right back out in the same situation they've been in.
Mm-hmm. I know there's so many issues, Ray, that you know, we need, you know, more attention on it, more help out there, more people getting involved, legislating and everything.
And with him, you know, bringing it to the forefront, getting so much media involved in it and showing the people that, you know, these shelters don't have central air conditioning. These animals are being, you know, subjected to the heat and the humidity in Florida is, you know, you're there, you know. I visited there a few times, thought I was going to die. Not used to that high humidity, and I just can't even imagine these, you know, animals being kept in the with no circulation of cool air and just being kept outside. It amazes me. I had no idea. And I don't think the general public has any idea at all either, you know.
Yeah, because it's, I mean, in here in Florida, we are, you know, with this heat, especially when, you know, May through, what, October hits and this humidity and these animals in these shelters and they're, it's hot. They deserve to be, you know, cooled off, and they need to do some air, more air conditioning in these places because it's not right.
And another thing is I'm assuming, which I don't know, I'm doing some research on it, but I'm assuming that these shelters where these animals are being kept outside are concrete floors. And as we all know, the concrete absorbs the heat. So those poor critters are just, you know, standing on a furnace, basically. So I'd like to know what the statistics are for animals that are dying from exposure out there in those shelters.
Oh, I know. That would be very interesting. And they need to do something about it, not just, you know, keep letting it happen. Because I know once this humidity hits, Ray, it is terrible. I mean, I hate to see summer coming in Florida because it's so hot, you know, and devastating.
Oh, we went down there to visit her in Pensacola a couple times, and holy moly, the humidity. You know, I'm from a semi-arid area in Colorado, and I'm just not used to that humidity. That stuff kills me.
It's like it's no paradise nowhere, is it? You got the snow and the ice and the hotness and the you know, out west you got we got to worry about earthquakes, we got floods happening and tornadoes, you name it, it is happening. And these animals are at risk, you know. This is like I've seen terrible photos of animals in floodwaters and oh my goodness.
My God.
And it's terrible. And so there has to be more attention given because that's what it is.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's so many areas of advocacy, you know. You know, you have different people from different walks of advocacy path every week, and there's so many things, but if we can't have a shelter, if our shelters are going to hell, which we all know they are, but I mean, we have to do better for these animals. I just can't believe this is, you know, like you say, 2020, and we're still dealing with the same thing that we've dealt with forever.
Right. I mean, so coming from the 20th century, rolling over to 21st century, now it's 2020, and we still have a lot of these problems that need our attention and to get it taken care of. Nip it in the butt. That's what I say. You know, it takes teamwork to see any victories. You know, and these animals, they deserve the best. You know, all lives matters, including all the animals. So we can't just give up and look the other way. You know, the animals, the children, the elderly, you know, they're all helpless and voiceless, you know, innocent, defenseless. So if we don't stand up and fight for them, they have no hope to carry on. You know, I mean, I heard that I was on the co-hosting with Marty Oakley the other night on Guest Foundation Aiding the Elderly, and there's issues on there too. I mean, it's like, wow, you know, it doesn't stop. And you want to see, you know, victories. You want to see progress. You want to see these animals getting treated better, because that's what it takes. It takes all of us to work as one to do what we need to do to make it better. You know, so.
You know, and many people, oh, but, you know, I'm so busy and I've got so much on my plate and I've got other things to do. Well, the world's not going to get better with that attitude.
Right.
You know.
I know.
I mean, you're busy too. We all have lives. But like you said, we have to be their voice, because they can't stand up by a microphone and say, hey, help me. They're going to kill me tomorrow.
Right.
You know, or come and get me. Me and my babies are all going to be killed tomorrow because, well, we're all nine of us and nobody's looking at us. You know. It's just, it's horrible.
It's sad. I mean, it's like we all can do better than that, you know. And like you were saying, too, you know, when you hear somebody, oh, I don't have time, I'm too busy, you know, I get involved with this. And what I'm doing here on this radio platform or social media or calling legislators or whatever, it doesn't take that long. You get so fast at what you're doing, it makes your head spin, you know. So, like, I pull up five tabs on social media or, you know, Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn, Pinterest, and start sharing away what I need to, you know, what I think needs to be out there. And you should see my PMs, what, you know, my Facebook friends want me to share. You know, I can't even keep up with it. I have over 2,100 posts, you know, how they tag you, and you're waiting in on the left side. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm trying to do my best, but I can't put over 2,000 tags on my wall. You'll never find everything.
And see, and that's another, you know. I mean, we can only do what we do and just keep plugging at it like we do, you know.
We can't give up, Ray. We cannot give up. Yeah.
I mean, lost. But I really wanted to talk to him. I guess I'll have to.
I'm trying to get back on. He's trying to get back in. Chris, try, if you can hear me, try that number again, 310-982-4270. Press 1. And you can also use Skype. He's having problems getting back in, and I don't know what's going on.
Being in the shelter, I mean, that shows, not only does it show what's going on, but you can hear what's going on. You can hear those poor babies crying all night long. And imagine, you know, they're bringing these animals in and they're going into these cages. And I'm sorry, whatever you want to call them, that's what they are, they're cages. And that's all they hear. Other dogs barking or crying or jumping, trying to get out of the cages. And it's just, you know, when you go to a shelter and you see a dog that's jumpy or standoffish, you can just give that animal a little bit of time to decompress, because you have no idea what they listen to, what they hear, what they see. You know, even the best of shelters, they're not great places, you know, for the animals. You got to try and look at it from the animal's point of view. And I've gone into shelters where, you know, for example, my daughter rescued, he was black lab and pit bull, and he was getting ready to be put down because they said that he was aggressive. Well, my daughter's got four kids. They went in there and they absolutely fell in love with that dog. And he wasn't aggressive. Now, she had to have him put down last week, kidney failure. He just got old. We cannot make him un-old. You know, we can't make him young. But they had that dog 12 years. That dog never bit anybody, never. They had cats in the home. He never messed with, they said that he was a cat killer or aggressive towards other animals. Just everything they said was not true, but, you know, they only devote so much time to these animals when they come in, when they assess them. Well, you don't know what he's been through. You don't know what the dog has had happen to him. Yeah, and they're locked in a cage. Of course they're going to be jumpy. They may jump up on you, but they're out of there.
It's,
you know,
just like being in jail, and you know, jail cell. And with Chris staying there with 3 days, you know, with all that barking going on, he probably didn't sleep well, you know, and hearing all of them being in distress, because they only have a certain amount of feet to move around in. You know, so he knows the front lines and how it is.
Yeah.
Being a human. And he's speaking out. You know, so you cannot give up and say, okay, these shelters don't need reform or change, and there's so many of them that need help, you know, volunteers or you know, new buildings and you know, better things for the animals to make them more comfortable, you know,
right.
Maybe some
like
toys or blankets or something, you know. So
there's
sad.
There's been several shelters that took up donations of like Lazy Boy type chairs, big stuffed chairs, to get the animals up off the floor, to give them a little sense of being in a home. You know, I don't know what's wrong with that. I don't know why more people don't do that. A big stuffed chair in there, hose it down if they pee on it. Big deal. Throw it out, you know. They got to have some, you can't just stick them in a cage with a concrete floor and expect them to behave or to act like they're coming out of a house. They're not. They're coming out of a cage.
Right, and they gotta when they come to your home, they're coming into a new setting, you know. So you got to give them time to get used to it, get used to you, you know, everything. Just have patience.
Yep.
You know, there's
absolutely.
Two of them returned for all we can't handle this dog, or you know, you got to give it time, you know, to have get faith and trust in you, and you know,
and
work with the animals.
I also think that shelters need to stop these massive adoptions that they do right before Christmas. Because if you go look at these shelters the month after Christmas and see how many of those animals are brought right straight back, I think that's harder on those animals than if they were just left there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, our shelter takes it. Are just ridiculous. And animal that, I mean, if somebody brought me an animal, I would take it because, well, you know me. But people need to be able to pick out their own animal. And giving an animal as a Christmas present, what if I didn't want an animal? What if I didn't have time to take care of an animal? You know what I mean? And there's just, there's, or what if I just didn't want a black cat or a black dog or a white dog or, you know what I'm saying? There's mm-hmm. so many different things. When you go and pick out your animal, your new best friend at a shelter, it's got to be something you pick, not something somebody else says, oh, she might like this, you know, because they get brought back. And the numbers this month are just staggering. I mean, it's ridiculous how many animals have been brought back. That breaks my heart, you know.
Yeah, that, you know it hurts them bad. Or you see, I don't know if you ever seen these videos through social media where, you know, the family dropped off the dog at the shelter, didn't want it no more because he was getting a puppy or it's too old or...
Right.
And it just is so, I mean, heartbreaking to even see that, you know. So, you know, it hurts them bad because they have feelings just like we do. And when they're in them shelters, you know, a lot of them, you know, been handed over. They all can't take care of them no more. Whatever the reason may be, or they moved to this and that. They're used to being with that family. So, you know, once a new family comes in, it could, you know, that's where this new family has to say, hey, we got to give this dog a chance. We have to, you know, break him in, get used to us and trust us, you know, like we do them.
We get it's a two-way street.
That's right. You get close with them and
yeah.
Everything. So, you know, what in. Yep, a two-way street, everyone. So if you know anybody out there, you know, visit your nearest animal shelter. You can, you know, Google search the Yellow Pages or whatever and see it. You know, go in there and see it for yourself with your own eyes how these animals, you know, are they're living. They're not, you know, at least they're safe, but they're not really living the life they want to live. You know, there is a jail life. And nobody wants to be in jail. I mean, you go talk to these ones in prison. Just think that someone's in their life for life or, you know, for years and ask them if they like being there. And I bet their answer is no. And it's the same with an animal.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just like
it. Also, with this new socially conscious sheltering that is being pushed by so many, what people don't understand is when you bring, let's say, a 12, 13 year old dog there, and the shelter is using this new, instead of no kill, they're going this socially conscious sheltering, they're not going to stick money into those animals. You know what I'm saying? Those older mm-hmm. animals, rescue comes and takes them out of there, 9 times out of 10, those animals are put down. They're not healthy. Most people surrender those older animals because they're starting to get health issues or they're going blind or they can't hear or, you know, they can't hold their bladders anymore. Those animals have very little and very limited chances of coming out the front door on the end of a leash. You know, and I don't care for this new socially conscious sheltering that's starting to get pushed because it states right in their guidelines that only healthy and non-aggressive, I mean, if there's any behavior issues, they don't have to adopt those animals out. And just like with the dog my daughter got, that dog would have been put down had she not come in when she did, because they were taking him to the back. He was going back. And, you know, Jake was an outstanding dog, and I couldn't even imagine that animal, you know, and there's so many other Jakes just like him. He was scared, and he jumped, and, you know, he was a dog, for crying out loud. They're not all sit pretty and just sit there and look at you. That's not a dog. If that's what you want, go buy a stuffed animal, because that's not what dogs do.
And I appreciate you calling. I'm trying to get a hold of Chris because he's having problems getting back in on board, you know, on in the studio. And I'm going to have to, what I'm going to do is reschedule him, you know, because he's doing some amazing work out there. And I hope, it goes like the domino effect. More people get involved with what he's doing because he's going to be staying, in a shelter for 30 days living in one. So he's really going to catch the front lines. So audience out there, visit his website, www.jordanswaycharities.com. And also, Chris is also on Facebook. And just, search Jordan's Way Campaign. See how you can help out and share. And let's see him get that $500,000 goal, because he's out there working hard. So, helping out.
He's got a page. And so if you just search up Jordan's Way, both of them come up.
Yes, I noticed that. Thank you, Ray, for bringing that up. Jordan's Way, and also, get involved, ask to join the group, like the page, spread the word, because, it says on the, I got it on the promo, don't forget to nominate your local shelter that is in need. We want help and honor the shelters that need it the most. So he's out there working hard, everyone. He's relentless. And Jordan, may you rest in peace, because your daddy's out there fighting hard and, helping other animals out. So that's wonderful, with the battle of cancer, these are furry loved ones, I call Sugar Bear furry daughter, and they are your furry loved one. Once they walk in your door and they're adopted, or whether it's cats, dogs, rabbits, turtles, horses, they're in the family. or deer, the one that visited you, Ray. Uninvited, or what was it? Remember you had the deer at your house that popped up?
He got into the neighbor's volleyball set, the rope thing that they play volleyball over the top of, the net. There you go. Couldn't think of the. He got his horns all wrapped up in one and ripped the net down, and he showed up here with those ropes hanging off his horns. I was like, oh my gosh, well, what am I going to do now? Well, what I did was I threw a big pile of delicious red apples down on the ground. And when he bent down, I took my scissors and cut all the rope off his horns.
That is so cute.
He didn't even care. Eating those apples, he was like, ooh, these are good.
But see, it doesn't take nothing, not a dime, to be nice to an animal, kind. Or a human. So when we go out and do an act of kindness, we could make that person or animal's day, doing an act of kindness, showing respect, dignity, compassion. But, I've done things for, humans, and just out of my heart of my kindness, and you made my day, or give me a big smile. Do something that's going to be a positive impact in this world. Help those animals out. They need us. Without us, they have no hope to carry on there. Ray, we want better lives and futures for them. So remember, need more kindness in this world. Compassion, dignity, respect. Because we're from so many areas. And there's people out there that don't give animals a chance. They say, I hate dogs, or I hate cats, or this, that. But they don't really give them that chance to, bond. And that's not right.
The thing is, Deb, it doesn't matter if you hate a dog, which I don't know how anybody could, but even if you, let's just say you do, okay, there's still no reason to be mean or hateful or, you know, not to still want to step up and make sure that animals are taken care of. Whether you like animals or you don't like animals, it doesn't matter. It only takes a minute to be kind to an animal or a person. And not only does it make the animal feel better or the person, it makes you feel better inside. You know?
That's right. Yes.
Did you read my wall about Leroy?
Leroy, no.
The old man that I met at the grocery store?
No. I will find out, though.
I was at the grocery store. And this little old man walked up to me, and he asked me if he could bother me for a minute. And I looked at him, and I'm like, you're no bother. What do you need? And he was telling me how his wife's favorite meal was steak with some kind of a sauce and onions and mushrooms. And he was telling me the story about how he's trying to figure out how to make it. And then at the end of the story, he tells me that his wife passed away, but that was his anniversary. Of course, I break out bawling in the middle of aisle five. And I told him, look, first he had this big old pork roast. I said, that is not a steak. So I took him over. We picked out a nice big T-bone. We went over and got some onions and mushrooms. And then I helped him pick out a brown gravy. I said, brown gravy probably is better than Alfredo because that's what he had. And we talked and, you know, he was 94. And he doesn't have anybody. Everybody, his wife passed away. They never had children. And we talked for the longest time, and I hated to leave, but, you know, my family was at home waiting for supper. So I started to walk away, and I was like, I just couldn't let it end there. So I went back over, I gave him my card, and I told him, if you need anything, I mean anything, just to talk or whatever, I said, please, please give me a call. And so we set up a time, and then we got talking about the grandkids, and he started smiling. He asked he said his house has been empty for so long, he doesn't know what kids in his house would sound like. Wanted to know if I'd bring the kids over. I said, heck yeah. So we have a dinner date for not this weekend, next weekend, and I'm going to bring the grandkids over, and we're just going to hang out with Leroy for a while.
Oh, that's great. That is great. Yep. And Ray,
you know,
I'm down there a couple minutes here. The show's going to shut down. But anyway, I want to thank you for calling in. And everyone, I somehow lost the audio with Chris Rotunda. He's the founder of Jordan's Way. I will be getting with him. I have to report it to Blog Talk Radio. But please visit his website, www.jordanswaycharities.com, and donate if you can. Please help him helping the animals, people helping people helping animals. And remember, don't forget to nominate your local shelter that is in need, and they want to help and honor the shelters that need it the most. And on Facebook, just search under Jordan's Way and either the page or the group, and please share it. Chris, I'm sorry that I lost you tonight. I want to get back with you and reschedule and get a date. But thank you for all you're doing, and thanks for coming on this evening. I'm sorry I lost you. I want to do some – and remember, everyone, check out the Dodo. And he's on there that over 8 million views Jordan's Way. So I want to give a shout-out to Take Action Help Ben Animal Gas Chambers, Megan Mason, and also Holly Smith, the Paul's Call Show. Thank you for all your support every Thursday. Fans of Animal Rights, Arlene, Help Fight the War Against All Animal Cruelty Today. Debbie Eisman and Evelyn Pendle, thank you, Voices for Animals. Also, Paul's Pet Foundation, Sam Diaz. Also, We Love Pit Bulls, Dying Lynn Echo, Asu Radio Show on Facebook and Blog Talk Radio. Everybody, you can go back to this show and see these pages and see how you can help out. And let's work together, because paw in hand, united we stand against all animal cruelty and neglect across the land. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Next week will be Barbara LaVette, Say Nosy Now. And we'll be talking about elephants. Nosy is in a sanctuary, but she's out there still helping all the elephants out. Thank you, Barbara LaVette, and hoping everyone comes in next week. Thank you, everybody, tune in, and may God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Bye, Deb.
Bye, Ray. I'll see you.